When we reflect on the establishment of the vow, we find that the Tathagata, without abandoning sentient beings in pain and affliction, has taken the directing of virtue to them as foremost, thus fulfilling the mind of great compassion. End quote. Good morning, Dharma friends of White Way radio program. I am honored to have this opportunity to share the Buddha Dharma with you. This morning, I would like to share my favorite lesson taught by Shinran Shonin, who is the founder of Jodo Shin Buddhism. Let me ask you one question first. Do you take any medicine now? We sometimes need to take medicines when we have a cold, headache, or some sickness. Recently, my eyes were bothering me, so I went to see my eye doctor. She checked my eyes very carefully, then she gave me the appropriate medicine for my eyes. When I took the medicine, I really felt relief because the medicine was just the right thing for my condition. It reminded me of a story I once heard. A long time ago, a serious sickness was going around. It was very difficult to cure. Even though many doctors tried to make medicines, they didn't work at all. Finally, they gave up on curing this sickness. However, one doctor continued trying to find a cure. He thought about it for a long time and experimented with new drugs again and again. Finally, he succeeded. The other doctors were really surprised. They started using the medicine for their patients too. Actually, this story is about the Nembutsu that we always recite. In this story, Amida Buddha is the doctor. The Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, is the medicine. As Amida Buddha knew that many people were suffering from the sickness, he promised to create the medicine to save all people. He worked a very long time to do this great deed. Shinran Shonin said that this is the very best medicine for everyone and said that we should all take it. I share the short story. Then this is Amida Buddha's story. Actually, we all have this sickness. Shinran Shonin said that we all have it. It has three parts. The first part is the greedy mind. We all have things we want to have. We may think, I wanna get this, I wanna get that. There is no end to what we want. Don't you think so? When we get something, we might be happy for a while, but when we see the next wonderful thing, we would want that too. So it's really hard for us to be happy all the time. This is our greedy mind. If we don't get what we want, how do we feel? We get mad. The second part of this sickness is the angry mind. The third part is the ignorant mind. Because of this mind, it is difficult for us to always accept things as they are. We grumble because of our ignorant mind. These are the three problems of the sickness. This is what many doctors have attempted to cure in the story. Have you ever had this sickness? As for me, I tend to have it. Shinran Shonin said that this sickness bothers our body and our mind. And even if we have this sickness, it is difficult for us to recognize it by ourselves. There are two ways to avoid sickness. One is that we train our bodies and minds. In the case of Buddhism, this way is very difficult. For example, walking a mountain continuously or meditating silently for many days, staying at a monastery for many years. However, not all ordinary people can attain such practices. In addition, it might even be dangerous for us to try such practices without a proper instructor. There is another way. We could just take medicines. In the case of Buddhism, we could just recite Namo Amida Butsu. Reciting the Nembutsu is easy to do for all people. Even small children and elderly people can do this. There is a reason that this medicine, Namo Amida Butsu, works very well. The whole reason for Buddhism is to cure this sickness and to have peace of mind. Not only to help our own minds, but also the minds of others. About 2,500 years ago, in India, Shakyamuni Buddha overcame this sickness completely and taught many people his way to have a peaceful mind. However, even Shinran Shonin couldn't cure this sickness in himself, although he tried really hard. However, at the same time, he found out one thing. That was for those who cannot cure this sickness by themselves. Shakyamuni Buddha taught us that there is one great medicine that can. This medicine is Namo Amida Butsu. There is a reason that this medicine, Namo Amida Butsu, works very well. This medicine contains Amida Buddha's wisdom, love, and sincere hope. He hopes, "Your life is precious. Don't leave suffering the three poisons of your sickness. Please live your life full of joy. Please accept my hope while calling my name, Namo Amida Butsu." This is Amida Buddha's hope. At the beginning of my message, I read Shinran Shonin's words. He said, "When we reflect on the establishment of the vow, we find that the Tathagata, without abandoning sentient beings in pain and affliction, has taken the directing of virtue to them as foremost, thus fulfilling the mind of great compassion." End quote. However, there is one difficult point to have this medicine. Even if we listen to the effect, we may doubt it. We may wonder why the Nembutsu is working well. However, please imagine how we have the medicine. At the beginning, I talked about the medicine for my eyes. Actually, I don't know the ingredients of that medicine. I never saw the person who made it, and it was done very quickly. However, I could tell that it was working. Since I didn't know how to cure my eyes, the only thing I could do was just trust the doctor. Amida Buddha is the doctor of our human mind. He understands us very well. He hopes that we take the medicine. In other words, we recite the Nembutsu with entrusting heart. Fortunately, this medicine has already been prepared. We can have it anytime, anywhere. So shall we continue taking this medicine together with deep appreciation? This morning, I wanted to share that Shinran Shonin taught us that Namo Amida Butsu is like the great medicine. So let us live in our daily lives peacefully, saying the Nembutsu and listening to the teaching of Shinran Shonin. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Ami Dabutsu.